12 minutes, 7 seconds of playing time remaining in the fourth period. Kenny kicks off, and with the wind at his back, gets a booming kick away, goes deep into the Michigan end zone. The Wolverines decide not to run it out. It's first and 10 on the Mason Blue 20-yard line. Dick Vidmer again takes to the air here, passes out to Royce Spencer, his end, and it's a 5-yard pickup. George Webster, the All-American Rover back, number 90, made the stop. Second and 5 on the 25. That's Detwater, number 48, coming in motion. Vidmer goes back, throws complete out here to Sharp. Watch Pat Gallinon, number 55, come in, make the tackle, strips the ball away from him, and Charlie Thornhill recovers for Michigan State on the Wolverine 28-yard line. A good break for the Michigan State Spartans. First and 10 on the 28-yard line. Slot T formation left. That's Dwight Lee in the slot. There's the fake pitch out, then the handoff to Bob Apisa, and he gains about a yard. Going over the right side, hit down by Johnny Rouser. Second down, 9 yards to go on the 27. Jones fumbles the pitch out, still picks it up like a basketball, and still picks up 3 yards in the play, third and 6 on the 24. And here's a touchdown play, Jimmy Ray to Eugene Washington, the Spartans All-American end from LaPorte, Texas. Ray goes back beyond the 30-yard line, throws into the end zone. Washington gets it just a step inside the chalk mark. Touchdown, Michigan State. 3 plays carry 28 yards. His 12th touchdown pass of his career here at Michigan State. Eugene Washington, NCAA indoor hurdle champion 2 years ago, one of the great offensive ends in the country. As Jimmy Ray, number 16, being congratulated by his teammates for throwing the touchdown pass, Wiedemeyer is in to hold. This time Dick Kenny gets the kick up, and it's good directly through the uprights, 20 to nothing, Michigan State leading the University of Michigan. 9 minutes, 55 seconds now to play in this Big Ten football game. Once again, with the wind at his back, Dick Kenny kicks deep into the end zone, and Ernie Sharp just decides to down the ball there, not risk running it out, and Michigan will put the ball in play on its own 20, first down and 10 yards to go. There, the official was knocked down. He's being helped up by Maurice Haynes of Michigan State. First and 10 on the 20. Here's a bad break for Michigan. Sharp takes the handoff, hits the center of the line. He fumbles. The ball pops out of his mitts. Jesse Phillips recovers for Michigan State on the Michigan 25-yard line. And the Spartans, already leading 20 to nothing, have the ball again deep in Michigan territory with a first and 10 to go. And the Spartan fans in the stands on a beautiful day, temperature 78 degrees, they enjoy what they see so far. Charlie Thornhill, number 41, who had jarred the ball loose that time from the runner, taken off, injured on the play. Here's Charlie Wiedemeyer, the young sophomore from Hawaii, in now at quarterback. Rolls to his left, gains just 1 yard. Here's a great interception coming up by Johnny Rouser. Wiedemeyer will go back to throw, intending it for Washington. One of the same plays that got the touchdown a moment ago. Rouser, 43, reaches up, tips the ball, then brings it down into his midsection, and gets a pretty good return of 3 yards. Wiedemeyer brought him down, and it's first and 10 for Michigan on their own 23-yard line. Here's Carl Ward taking the ball. George Webster, number 90, brings him down after a gain of 4, second and 6 on the 27. Time running out on Michigan here. Vidmer goes back to pass, gets time to throw, but he leads Clancy too far, incompleted forward pass. Watch Fisher, number 33, the only setback in the backfield. Vidmer goes up to the line of scrimmage, pitches back, and this fellow was going full speed. He reminds Michigan fans of Bob Westfall, the great All-American back in 1941. Jesse Phillips brought him down after a gain of 40 yards. First and 10, Michigan on the Michigan State 33-yard line. Even after that run of 40 yards, they pitch back to Fisher again, and the senior from Kettering, Ohio, this time is hit down. Fine tackle by Bailey, the sophomore from Dayton, Ohio, right around the ankles, no gain, second and 10 on the 33. Vidmer goes back to pass, looks for Royce Spencer. Jimmy Summers, number 20, is covering, bats the ball away, and it's an incompleted forward pass. Vidmer threw 47 passes, just 2 away from the Big Ten record in this ball game. Here he looks, passes to Jimmy Detwater, good for an 18-yard pickup before Bob Super from Ferndale, Michigan, number 12, makes the tackle. First and 10 on the 15, Vidmer goes back to throw, looks for his tight end, Sip. Throws the ball up the middle. It's a little bit low, incomplete. Second and 10 on the 15. Vidmer this time looks for his great All-American, Jack Clancy. And that one is broken up. Jesse Phillips, number 38, solo coverage on Clancy that time. Incompleted pass, fourth or third down and 10 on the 15. Vidmer passes to Sharp. It's over his head in the end zone. Jerry Jones, a defender for State, fell down. So it's fourth and 10. Here's a beautifully executed play for the touchdown. Vidmer to Jimmy Detweiler. Detweiler caught the pass from Timberlake 2 years ago that put Michigan in the Rose Bowl. That was in the Ohio State game. This a much identical play. 10 plays carried 77 yards, and Rick Seeger kicks the extra point good, and the score is Michigan State 20 and Michigan 7. DeRemo kicks off to Berlinski, tries the onside kick here, and Dick Berlinski from up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, he's only weighing about 163 pounds, smallest man on the playing field, but he holds all the running and scoring records in the Upper Peninsula. He gets a fine breakaway run here on the near sideline right in front of the Spartan bench, returns 26, 30 yards to the Michigan 44, first and 10. Here's a great run by All-American Clint Jones. It will be nullified by a clipping penalty. This is one of the finest runs that you'll see in any college football game this year. Clint Jones hemmed in two or three times, continually breaks away, changes his field, uses his speed, breaks away again at the five into the end zone for the score, and Michigan State penalized for a clipping penalty all the way back to the Michigan State 47-yard line. Clint Jones wasn't aware of it right there. First and 19 now on the 47. Jimmy Ray looking for the pass. Pass out here to Al Brenner. And it's broken up, almost intercepted by Mike Bass. Second and 19 on the 47. Here's Clint Jones taking a delay as Jimmy Ray goes back to pass. Hands it off to Jones. No gain. Williamson tackling for Michigan. Third down and 19. Charlie Wiedemeyer back in here to quarterback. The young sophomore Hawaiian goes back to throw a little swing pass to Clint Jones, broken up behind the line by Dave Porter. Fourth down, 19 yards to go. Here's a 53-yard kick by Dick Kinney, the barefooted Hawaiian who does use his shoes in punting situations. 53 yards into the end zone. That one almost carried the 53 yards on the fly. So it's first and 10 for Michigan on their own 20-yard line, the closing moments of the fourth quarter. Denny Brown is in there at quarterback now, and he passes upfield intended for Detweiler. Broken up by Super, incomplete. Second and 10. Here's Brown before he can get a pass away. Down by Webster for no gain. Third down and 10. Brown again running with the football, and he is hit. Goes around right end. Gallinaw and Jerry Jones made the tackle, a gain of just 4 yards. So it's fourth and 6. Kemp forced a punt here, and he gets the punt to Al Brenner on the 36-yard line. A punt of 40 yards. And Al this time gets a return of 6 before he is pulled down, forced over toward the sidelines, and eventually thrown out of bounds. First and 10, Michigan State on the 42. Sophomore backfield in for Michigan State now. Bill Farracco hands it off to his fullback, Reggie Cavender, up the middle for a gain of 3 yards. Barry DeLynn made the stop. Second and 7 on the 45. Dick Berlinski, the youngster who brought the kickoff back a moment ago, dives over the right side for a gain of 1. Third down and 6. Here's Wiedemeyer pitching out to Cavender, trying to turn the right side. Milkey comes in from Michigan, spills him after a gain of 3 yards. So Kenny has to kick here. Volk calls for a fair catch. Michigan then ran out the clock with passing plays but couldn't score. Michigan State won the ball game over Michigan by a score of 20-7.